Podfidic, Week 4, The Moon Goddess Remix by Opalsong. Sansa. The president sat behind her desk, and Arya sat beside her, running her fingers over the gun and taking it apart and putting it back together. Sansa accepted head chef Yukiko's cup of tea and took a sip, and let the problem of Kaleno tumble through her mind. Kurama rounded the corner and smiled softly. Careful. Arya smiled politely, though it had a hint of something darker underneath it. I thought you might appreciate the giant piece of information. Kurama grinned. Arya looked at the president. Kurama was right. Killing Kaleno now was the best thing to do. They looked at each other. Sakura was going to do it. Sakura rounded the corner and tried to figure out how she could fix this mistake. It was a good reminder, considering the circumstances. She kept walking and saw a reporter hurrying around the corner. The reporter nodded, but they didn't stop to chat. Zombies! He grimaced. Kaleno, a mysterious, magical, possibly evil? No, definitely evil. Creature? Being? Humanoid figure? They hadn't quite determined what Kaleno was yet, just that it was, well, not friendly. Or possibly too friendly. Practically jumped Sakura beside the brook. Sorry, I'm late to watch the festivities. Kaleno leaned in for a kiss. Tastes a bit like desperation. It was unavoidable. Kaleno looked at Sakura with suspicion. She replaced the magazine, and she tucked the gun into her waistband. Kaleno wavered, and then scowled faintly, as if she had somehow betrayed them. Sakura smiled grimly. I thought it was a good way to kill you, and watch you die. Sansa smiled softly and took a sip of tea. The end. If you enjoyed this story, please leave feedback. You can find this story at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening.